Care for another bowl of gruel? Welcome to your program. It's 7:40 on this, the Monday version. It is time for us to step back and take a look at the behavior of others. We go to Philadelphia.
Ah, I know where that is.
I'm gonna have to be very careful with the way I go with this, because this is one of those stories that's like,
Just read it as it's written.
No. because there's a word in here. Right now, police in Philadelphia are searching for a man known as the Swiss cheese abuser. Okay.
Is he abusing the Swiss cheese in an amorous type way?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, he is.
Oh.
He must not be very well endowed, if you know what I mean.
Well, it depends on how big the block of cheese is, I guess. All right, he's known.
It takes a broadcast skill to get through. Please watch our high wire act as we go through the Swiss cheese abuser.
He's known as a chubby white man in his 40s or early 50s. He drives a black sedan. There's even a grainy photo of him out there. Apparently, he drives around. In a very free form,
naked,
in his car,
naked
with
a block of Swiss cheese on his lap.
When he gets a woman's attention, he whips out a piece of cheese.
That's nice.
And offers to pay the woman to do things to him with the cheese.
It takes all kinds.
A 20-year-old woman says the same guy found her on the dating site OkCupid and tried to push his cheese agenda there as well. He told her, quote, "I started to compare girls to cheese due to their milky complexion." Girls are soft, smooth, and tend to have...
And smell bad, like Limburger.
Wow. Okay, and you call us gross. If you have any leads on the whereabouts of the Swiss cheese abuser...
Oh, he's still out there.
He is still out there. Please contact the Philadelphia police. Yes, he's out there and... milking this story for all he can.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, I sure am. All right. In Oregon, a 26-year-old individual by the name of Sir Glorio Clarity, apparently, I don't know, we're going to just call him Sir Glory, is a pimp in Portland, Oregon. And even though he's got a great name, he's a terrible person. In June of 2012, a customer tried to leave a hotel without paying for one of his girls, and he gave him a brutal beating, including stomping on the guy's face over and over. He ended up being convicted of second-degree assault with a dangerous weapon. Well, now he's figured out a way to pass the responsibility on to somebody else. He's, at the time of the assault, he was wearing Nike Air Jordans, and now he's filed a $100 million lawsuit against Nike. You know why?
Because they didn't put a warning label on the shoes that they were dangerous weapons.
Yes.
Nice.
He's saying that they should have put a warning label saying that it is dangerous to stomp on someone's face with those shoes. He's serving as his own lawyer in the lawsuit.
Oh, well, that's good. He didn't find some shyster to represent him, some ambulance-chasing fool that would take this case.
He wrote in his lawsuit, "Under the product liability laws, there is a certain standard of care that is required to be upheld by a potentially dangerous product. Nike failed to provide adequate warning or instruction." He got 100 years in prison for that beating, along with other charges for robbing the John and beating up the prostitute as well.
Now, feet and hands obviously can be a dangerous weapon. Certainly depends if it's me or you throwing the punch or Chuck Norris or one of the guys from MMA throwing the punch.
I had to register these hands as lethal weapons.
You did not.
Last Wednesday, a guy in Australia woke up in the middle of the night and thought a spider had crawled into his ear. Well, with it being Australia, the first thing you think, and it's got to be a poisonous spider, it's going to eat my brain, I'm going to die. He then attempted to suck the varmint out of his head with a vacuum cleaner, busting his eardrum and going to the hospital.
Did he kill a spider, though? Did he get it out?
Yes, and it was actually a one-inch cockroach, not a spider.
So it was really there.
Yep, really there.
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show.
Wait,
a quick look at the news.
It was a cockroach that crawled in his ear?
Yeah.
Oh, that's like that scene in Star Trek, The Wrath of Khan, with that little thing crawling into people's ears. Oh, that's...
Khan! The 71st annual Golden Globes Awards aired last night on NBC. Jennifer Lawrence won for Best Supporting Actress for American Hustle. For those keeping track, this means the only thing that she has not won is the Soul Train Award. Breaking Bad won for Best Actor, Best Drama Series, and a show that you're most tired of hearing about. Jacqueline Bisset blamed her bizarre rambling acceptance speech on the fact that she hadn't yet eaten dinner, and apparently...
and had a few vodkas.
And apparently her appetizer was 8 vodka Red Bulls.
Yeah.
Boardwalk Empire is coming to an end. HBO says they could no longer afford to produce the show because Steve Buscemi has demanded a dental plan. Boy, he's the funny-looking one then.
We're going to get one more good season out of that show.
After scoring a touchdown yesterday, 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick pretended to rip open his shirt, which means he was either mocking opposing quarterback Cam Newton or he was paying tribute to Miley Cyrus. And as punishment for using performance-enhancing drugs, Alex Rodriguez has been suspended from Major League Baseball for the entire 2014 season. Now the Yankees will be forced to find someone else to choke during the playoffs.
There are some reports out there that Alex Rodriguez is claiming he's going to show up at spring training anyway because they can't. Part of his ban is not spring training, just the regular season.
Yeah.
Think of the circus that would be.
Let's see how that works out for him. Following the death of an intern last summer, Bank of America has set limits on how much any of its employees can work. Specifically, no Bank of America employee can work while you're waiting in line at the teller window. And the Obamas, apparently, like we mentioned, may be having marital troubles. Insiders say the tension in the White House hasn't been this bad since the Clintons.
They're on the cover of one of the tabloids.
Yep.
When it's become a tabloid story, you know it's true, right?
There it is. That's it. Please use all the information contained therein for good and not for evil.
At the motel, they had one of those little signs you hang on the door. It said, do not disturb. Right below that, it said, no moleste. I didn't realize that second part was in Spanish. I just thought they were my two choices. Now, on the one hand, I don't want to be disturbed, but on the other hand, I really don't want to be molested. So I highlighted no moleste. I wrote in, disturb if you must, but I'm begging you, no moleste.
The Rush Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.